We're back with Mary Carey Cook, to talk about her campaign for governor of California. How is the campaign coming?
The campaign is going wonderfully. I think I'm, you know, doing a good job with all my appearances and getting more and more supporters.
Okay. The other half of the campaign, of course, is your position on the issues, and if I can dig it up here off my computer, we'll have that again. So why don't you give us just briefly your position on some of these issues that are important to California voters. First is
I already did a few of them.
Yeah, you did, but let's do them again so we get them on the same clip here. Gay marriage?
I'm for it. Next one.
Okay. State education system, any kind of educational reforms in terms of either the instructional programs or the money?
The schools and everything, and, you know, the money I make from the webcams will go to the schools. I will, you know, I want to improve the school lunch because that will help kids be healthier in the future, as well as schools bigger, make sure everyone has backpacks, because it's hurting the kids' backs since they don't have backpacks, you know.
So how are you going to solve that backpack? How are you going to solve the backpack problem?
Well, you know, we just need lockers.
Oh, okay.
We need lockers.
That's pretty straightforward. Complicated problem, immigration of people from Mexico and other places illegally into California. Would you try to stop it? If so, how? Would you not try to stop it? How would you deal with the results?
I think we just need to keep an eye on who's coming in, you know, have stricter border control. You know, we have to just have more people working the borders.
Some people have suggested taking the National Guard down to the border and using it to defend it.
I think that's a great idea, definitely. Let's leave the National Guard. Next one.
I'm sorry, you would like to do that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Energy policy. How does California provide for its energy needs?
You know, I think that we need to go and, you know, talk with people. I mean, I think I'm a great negotiator, and I could speak well with, you know, the people who are in charge of all the energy and everything, like, you know, in Texas with the gas and everything, and I would just speak with them and work out deals.
Okay. The tax policy. Do you think that the wealthy ought to be taxed more than they are now by the California tax code?
Yes, I do. I think that taxing should be based upon your income. You know, we'll have different brackets. If you make this much to this much, you pay this much in taxes. This much to this much. I mean, it's just common sense, you know. I mean, the more you make, the more you should be taxed. I mean, you can't be taxing someone who makes $30,000 a year the same as someone who makes $30 million.
One of your opponents, Arianna Huffington, made about $2 or $3 million in the first few years of this century, and she paid $771 in taxes to the federal government. Do you think that's fair?
No, that's not fair at all. Definitely
okay.
not.
One of the big problems...
And we don't, definitely don't want someone like that in office, you know?
Okay. One of the big problems in Sacramento is the partisanship, the Democrats against the Republicans in the legislature. Any ideas about how to deal with that?
I think it's fine to have, you know, more people in office, independent people from different political parties. We're too controlled by those two. We need to have... new variety.
Are you an independent Democrat or Republican?
Yes, I'm independent.
Okay. What about protecting or exploiting the environment?
I think we need to protect the environment. I mean, those are our natural resources, you know, such as trees. We need to recycle more. I definitely would want to make sure I get that message out. I mean, there's only so much Mother Nature, and it's all going to be gone.
Here's another part of Mother Nature. Water policy. There are 34 million Californians. They all get thirsty. How would you deal with that problem?
Well, you know, I think we just need to, how would I make, I can't really make more water come about.
Can't make more water.
People need to conserve water, though, you know, not
right.
waste it. I mean, you know, maybe take shorter showers.
Right.
You know, less luxury. You know, it's up to, I mean, I can't make a rule about it.
Right.
I just think we need to educate the public about it.
Okay. Abortion. That's not really a state issue, but do you have any position on it?
I'm for abortion, you know, right now. I mean, people should have the right to choose. I mean... if a 15-year-old girl is pregnant and she's in school and she's in a bad neighborhood, she can't be raising a kid. It's better not to have the kid come into this world than to have it come into this world and not have a happy life.
All right. Transportation, of course, all the freeways here in L.A. and this Bay Area are completely jammed almost all the time. You have any ideas about that?
You know, I just want to try to get people to carpool more. But that's all you really can do. I mean,
okay.
You know, in New York, they tried to make it mandatory, I think, and you know, it's only so much you can do.
All right. Housing. How would you generate more housing, especially low-income housing?
You know, that's my mother actually, you know, lives in government housing in Florida. So I definitely feel that we need to, you know, take care of the people who don't have houses. And again, I think I'd use tax dollars to build these places. Maybe apartments would be better than houses for them because apartments can go up so we don't waste so much land.
All right.
But I definitely want to help, you know, people who are underprivileged and stuff.
Okay, on the ballot, along with the recall election, is Proposition 54 that says California won't be able to, with some glaring exceptions, be able to collect data about people's race. Do you support that proposition?
No, I don't. I think we need to get data on people's races.
Okay.
We need to know demographics, what's going on, who's living where, who's doing what.
Okay.
So I definitely think we need to know about demographics.
Okay. What about affirmative action in state government or the education system or in the private sector? Do you favor it?
I don't believe in affirmative action, no.
Okay. Population of California is 34 million, and it's growing rapidly from immigration and some from internal birth. Do you think this is a problem? Do you think California should continue to expand its population or do something to limit it?
I think we should, it's going to continue to expand. There's only so much you can do, but we just need to keep an eye on exactly what's going on and the immigrants and who's coming in and stuff to get, a good representation of how many people live here.
Okay, what about campaign finance reform?
What's that?
Well, limiting or regulating the amount of money people can give to candidates.
I don't think there should be a limit on that. If someone wants to give money to a candidate, let them.
How about unions and corporations who could give millions?
They can give as much as they want to a candidate.
Okay.
If they really feel strongly for someone, why not be allowed to support them? Government shouldn't be able to tell you who you can and can't support and how much you can support them.
Okay. Do you have any general ethical, religious, political, or philosophical approaches that will guide the way you govern if you're the governor?
I'm pretty open-minded. I'm pretty much... I like all religions. I know a lot about all of them. I'm actually a Christian, Lutheran, but
right.
I have a lot of friends who are Jewish, and I went to a primarily Jewish school. So,
right.
I feel I know a lot about all religions and can relate to all people.
Okay. Do you have political, cultural, or other role models, people you think are great and you'd like to be like?
I love Bill Clinton. He's a great person.
All right.
He's the best politician ever.
And any particular reason, the way he was or what he did or both?
I think he did great for our country. Our country was doing well when he was in office.
Right.
And I don't know. I just think he's a cool guy.
Have you tried to get his endorsement?
What?
Have you tried to get his endorsement in the race?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't.
Maybe you want to do that. I'll send him a link to this interview, and he can hear how highly you think of him. Maybe he'll endorse you. What?
I would love that. I love him.
All right. Anything good or bad you want to say about your fellow candidates?
I think that there's a lot of qualified people out there. I just feel that I'm the most qualified and I've got the best ideas.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Are you satisfied with the process, the way it's working? Are you getting enough coverage to get your ideas out?
I think I'm getting okay coverage. I think, obviously Arnold gets more because he's more well-known.
Right.
So, but, it's just the way that America works.
Okay.
People are like, there's nothing I love equal. Be equal everything, but
Right. Do you think the state ought to pay for this election, or should the counties have to pay for it?
I think the state should pay for it.
Okay. Are you worried at all that the technology that's being used, the voting machines and the punch cards and so on, aren't going to work, and that there aren't going to be enough trained poll workers, and it's going to be a big fiasco at the election?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right. Who do you think will win?
I don't know. I think right now, Bustamante or Arnold, but you never know what's going to happen in the near future.
Okay, what's the kind of tone you'd like to set if you were governor for the state?
Happy tone. I want Californians to be happy. I want people to be happy.
Okay, do you think the election should be about issues or about personalities?
About personalities.
Okay. Woody Allen says it's not the jokes but the comic who matters to the audience. We've been talking mostly about the jokes or the substance or the issues, but do you think you have the personality to win this campaign and be governor of California?
I do. I think I have a great personality. I seem to get to show people, and every day I'm getting new chances to show people. So.
Right. Okay. Is there anything in your past or present that you're worried would harm your candidacy if it was brought to light during the campaign?
Everything about me is out in the open, so...
Right, okay. Any last remarks you want to make before we turn off the recording machine?
No, that's about it, actually.
Okay. And what are your immediate campaign plans in the next few days and overall?
I'm going on Tom Green's show today. Tomorrow I'm giving a speech at USC in Torrance, and just getting ready for more rallies and stuff.
Okay, you're having a pretty good time, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. So much fun.
Okay, good. And you'd have even more if you were governor, wouldn't you?
Right, definitely. Twice as much fun.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us on Utopia News. And
thank you for having me on.
And maybe we can talk to you a little later about how the campaign is going a little later.
That sounds great, definitely.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.